Sunday school is too hard, and I don't like it. We have to memorize long verses, and we don't get to sing the fun songs.
Sunday school is probably harder for you because you're growing up, and that's a good thing. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Zach. Did you know that when babies are really little, they only drink milk and they don't start eating solid food until later, and usually it's just stuff from a jar? When you first start following Jesus, you learn about him in very fun ways like singing silly songs and having Bible story time. But as you grow up in your faith, it's good to challenge yourself to read the Bible on your own and even memorize some of it. 1 Corinthians 14:20 says, "Don't think like children, but in your thinking you should be like full-grown adults." Now for our story. It's entitled Baby Food. "Lindy, have you learned your Bible verse for Sunday school?" asked Mom. "No, but I don't like Sunday school anymore," Lindy grumbled. "Why not?" asked Mom, spooning cereal into Gracie's mouth. "We don't sing fun songs with motions anymore, and Mrs. Mack doesn't read from her Bible storybook either," replied Lindy. "Now we have to read right from the Bible and memorize verses, and..." She paused as Gracie made a gagging sound. "What's the matter, Gracie?" Lindy asked as she tapped a spoon on the high chair, trying to distract her baby sister. "She's used to milk and juice, and she's just learning to handle solid foods," Mom explained. "Sometimes they're a little hard for her to swallow." "Poor Gracie," Lindy turned to her mother. "Why not just let her have milk then?" "Because she's not a tiny baby anymore. Gracie has to get used to eating solid food to grow big and healthy like you. She already likes it."
"Oh," said Lindy.
She stroked her sister's cheek. "Eat up, Gracie. Get big soon so we can play together." Mom put the spoon back up to the baby's mouth. "It seems like you're having the same kind of trouble as Gracie," she said. Lindy looked indignant. "I don't have a problem swallowing my food."
"Not physical food," said Mom.
"But what about spiritual food? Like newborn babies, new Christians need milk, spiritual milk. When you were younger, you could only understand simple things about God, and your attention span was short, so you just sang cute little songs and read simple Bible stories. But now you understand more and are ready for something more solid. Studying harder Bible lessons and verses helps you learn more about Jesus and his love for you so you can grow in your faith." Mom spooned some more cereal into Gracie's waiting mouth. "It can be hard to get used to at first, just like solid food makes Gracie gag sometimes. But she already likes her new cereal, and I know you'll soon like your new lessons too. Remember that God wants to use them to feed you spiritually and help you grow." Lindy looked uncertain, but then she nodded. "Okay," she said. "I guess I'll go learn my verse." So how about you? Are you having trouble with your spiritual diet? Do you think the Bible is too hard to understand or that church isn't as fun as it used to be? Easy, fun things aren't always the things that help you grow spiritually. Take learning about God seriously and put the things you learn into practice. Trust him to help you understand more and more about how much he loves you and what Jesus did to save you. And let him feed you the truth of his word so that you can grow in your faith. Our key verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20.
"Don't think like children, and evil things be like babies. But in your thinking, you should be like full-grown adults."
And our key thought for today, grow in your spiritual understanding. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.